Hello. So, welcome to the live stream. If I sound a little FBR today, full blown retard, it's because I've been in the hot sun all day, and I feel a little FBR. But my ability to speak, I'm guessing, will start catching on in a couple minutes. But I was thinking about this song by the Rolling Stones. It's called "Beast of Burden." The lyrics are, "I'll never be your beast of burden. My back is broad, but it's a hurtin'. All I want is for you to make love to me. I'll never be your beast of burden. I've walked for miles, my feet are hurtin'. All I want is you to make love to me. Ain't I hard enough? Ain't I rough enough? Ain't I rich enough? I'm not too blind to see." And then, "I'll never be your beast of burden, so let's go home and draw the curtains. Put some music on the radio. Come on, baby, sweet love to me." Okay. I don't relate to that at all. And I had a bit of a realization today, because today was a big day. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you the very beginning of the Bear Cave. Bear Cave's almost done, you know, full blown. And you guys contributed to the Bear Cave and I came through. I was always going to make the Bear Cave. So I'm glad that we will be at the Bear. Tomorrow I'm going to take the day off because it's my birthday. We're going to go to the Hood Canal, go clamming, get some oysters, really enjoy ourselves. But the Bear Cave is being assembled. It's looking great. And so I don't relate to that song at all. I am a beast of burden. So today, I lost sleep last night so giddy that the barn was coming today and I was going to be able to put it together and do the landscaping. And I just couldn't believe, I was so excited, you know, get rid of all the ferns, just really escalate. I lost sleep over it. And so two young fellas show up so that to put it together. I didn't know that they were going to assemble it, because I thought it was just like one of these Amish situations where you buy, you know, the kit, and then you assemble it with the nails and all this stuff. And I couldn't be happier. So these, for those of you that get worried about Generation Z, crushing. Two dudes, 19, 20 years old, crucifix around the neck, chew in the mouth, country music on, awesome attitude, crushing, right? And so there I am, and I'm just like lingering. And it dawns on me that I'm like, I couldn't be happier being around these dudes. And I'm like, I didn't know how to say it without sounding weird, but I was like, you know, can I get in on this? Let's put this thing together. And it was so instinctively accurate, where it was like, that's what I do. That's what I want to do. It's what I'm genetically drawn to do. And I started really thinking about my genetic heritage. Like, what is my purpose? You know, because human beings, there has to be an element of like dog breeds. You know, if you have a Great Pyrenees, he wants to be put to work. George is the happiest when he's working. If you have a Chihuahua, you know, they can go after rats, but in general, they're pretty paranoid and just kind of squeaky. You know, you got a Malamute, they do something different. And I was thinking, you know, why am I so happy doing manual labor that's valued in our society as minimum wage? You know, why? And it's because that's what I am. You know, being 6'7" and with the blue eyes of an icy Nordic lake, you know, it's easy for me to be like, oh, I must, in the past, my family were probably Viking kings. I'm starting to realize that my lineage is closer to slave. Not slave, but just instinctively, I am much happier digging, dragging, and working in the sun than anything else. And so I just wanted to kind of fire this one up. I'm not going to do a long one today. I know I always say that and I never do, but because I was thinking about race, you know, and this is kind of bittersweet probably for a lot of race realists who want me to get woke on being white and how awesome it is to be white. Because I'm starting to think that there is an element of me that is very Caucasian, that is designed for something. But I wonder if it was 1,000 years of just manual labor. And because everybody knows that the American black is designed for manual labor. It's almost like they bred these guys like they're like Westminster dog shows, you know, just jacked, ripped. Everyone knows that they were bred to do slave labor. And the narrative in America is that, you know, whites are the slave owners, blacks are the slaves. In reality, that's total nonsense. A lot of white people were indentured servants for like 2,000 years. Hey, stop it! And so I'm thinking about Mick Jagger and how completely opposite that song is, where it's, I'll never be your beast of burden. You know, I walk for miles, my feet are hurting. Come on, baby, make sweet love to me. And there really is a giant, giant cultural void. George, enough. I know that you have your own thing that you need to do. Hey, buddy, come on, man. You were just so chill. I don't know if this is making sense. Okay, I'll give you an example. All right, what do we got here? I'll give you a quick example. Now I'll talk about Einstein, Tesla, PBS. You know, I'll get it going here. Where is this example? Hang on, I'll put it up right now. So Roosh V, who I've really grown to enjoy his podcast tremendously. He's very funny. And one of his listeners asked him, would you sell out for $1 million? Like, would you give up, you know, your guys to like some corporation for $1 million? And he, without missing a beat, he's just like, of course not. You know, I wouldn't do it for $1 billion. What are you going to do with $1 billion? Can you buy trust of men? If you lose your trust of men, what are you going to do with money? And to me, that's so intuitive. And there's other people that that isn't intuitive at all. That makes no sense to them. There are people that are, they have a predisposition to not understand that at all. You know, it's one reason why I have a weird relationship with media, why I'm so critical, and I'll talk about why exactly. And but the weird thing is, I would never want to be them. I would never want to be the head of a media company. That to me sounds like a living waking nightmare. I would never want to be a rich attorney. I would never want to be the head of a Hollywood studio. I would never ever want to be sitting in an office all day, high stress, dealing with the board, you know, just big money stuff. And you're just sitting there, just not moving anything. You're not making anything. You're not doing anything that you can see. You're not with dudes with a chew, a crucifix, country music, outside, moving stuff. It intuitively feels so off. And I'm starting to realize that there are people that that feels totally natural to them. You know, they're made for it. They're like, we'll do this. To me, I'm happy that someone else wants to do that. You couldn't pay me enough money to be the head of a network. And I'll give you a great example. So Roosh V, who I see this, someone sent this to me. Joe Bernstein writes, Roosh V, the most famous pickup artist blogger well ever, has just declared to his followers that he is now a devout Christian and no longer approves of casual sex, and they can't talk about it on his website, right? So I see this and I'm like, yes, you know, I'm like, Saul has become Paul. Like, that's big, guys, because that's the thing is that's so hard to do. And it's not just about sex. When you are given attention for something that you're good at, it's really hard to admit it's wrong and to start again at 39, abandoning a lot of the things that you are rewarded for that feel very pleasurable. And sex addiction can be very, very addicting. And the addiction a lot of times is approval from women. The addiction is to get women to want you, you know, and that's very destructive and not healthy. And so Roosh is making a big change, big jump, leap of faith. I see this as awesome, you know, because it really means something when one of the most famous womanizers there is says no more. Says that's wrong. That takes balls, guys. Balls. You can't heal unless you do that. And when you're given that much attention, when it's that much of your life, when you become that good at understanding how to pick up women, you know, and you realize that you never want to do it again because you know the cost it is to your ability to have intimacy, your soul. You know, you become a devout Christian, you rewrite in the Bible that it's wrong. What he did is so good for young men to see, because so many young men just want to see someone just give any leadership. Men are dying for that. Masculinity. It's the most important thing right now that's missing. And it dawned on me, this Joe Bernstein character, his view of this, he's mocking it. Like Joe Bernstein sees this. I don't know Joe Bernstein at all, but he sees this and he's like, Joe, you know, Rouge V, the most famous pickup artist, he's like trying to mock him with this. And it's so fundamentally different than the way I see the world that it's all good. Because I truly can't imagine seeing the world that way, where a guy decides that he's better than pussy. He deserves more than that. He deserves more than sterile, anonymous sex. And he's willing to take the leap to do that. You know, it's kind of like when a woman had an abortion at 16 and she admits it was murder. And she grieves and she feels that pain. And then she can heal and move on. You know, the people get stuck in these cycles. So this guy looks at this and he's like, ugh. And it's the same with Beast of Burden. You know, Mick Jagger's lyrics make no sense. I'll never be your beast of burden. I walk for miles, my feet are hurting. You know, come on, baby, sweet love to me. To me, I feel the most at home in my own skin when I'm a beast of burden. And I don't know what that says about my lineage or what I was bred for, but I have, let's just be honest, I have tremendous talents at comedy, music, performance, some very high-paying shit. And that lifestyle made me much, much, much more depressed and anxious than my current lifestyle, where I make much less money. But every day I can't wait to get up and move something and fix something and build something. And I'm not even that good at it. You know, we joke about how I'm awesome at fence building, and my fence does look phenomenal, but I've only made one kind of fence. I'm not a fence expert. You know, two kinds of fences I've made, but I'm not like a skilled fenceman. You know, I don't know how to do like on a hill, certain types of fencing, no idea. I don't know how to make the right cuts. I'm still learning, but it feels right to me. And this is the thing. So I've been having such a good time with my mom. This is a picture of us yesterday, right? So we're just enjoying each other's company tremendously. And our theme is catharsis. We had one very difficult conversation, but tremendous. And a lot of weight was let off our shoulders. And it's about letting things go from your past, right? And it was great for both of us. And so I started thinking about that with other aspects of my life. Why am I drilling the media so hard? I don't want to be the media. Having Sumner Redstone's job sounds like a nightmare. So what am I willing to let go? My personal thing that's petty, and I know it's my fault on some level, is Comedy Central owns two of my favorite specials. Owen Benjamin Presents, that my first half hour special, and High Five Till It Hurts, my first hour special. And I did it with them because I was under the assumption that they would just play it and play it and play it, right? And when I crossed certain political boundaries, I did it the same weekend as Pete Holmes, that little cuck guy from that HBO show. He's like Indian or some shit. He's gotten pretty famous as an actor. Najab Nadumadi. He's on that show Silicon Valley. He's like, looks like he's kind of trans. Well, anyway, mine was, I'm not trying to be a dick, by far the biggest applause. Like when you're mixing it, you can hear it. Got the highest rating when it first premiered. They never play mine anymore. They just sit on it. My half hour, same thing, right? I developed a real resentment about that I have to let go because I was an adult. They paid me $8,000 for my half hour and $100,000 for my hour. Now, If you know me, and a lot of you guys know me at this point, there's no amount of money. No, there's an amount of money for a special. Maybe a couple million. I don't know. No, there's no amount of money if I knew that someone was just going to bury it. You know, if you're going to do an hour of your first hour, some of your favorite jokes, you know, my one-arm joke about the handcuff, one-arm guy and, you know, Timberland Beethoven, a lot of stuff. And, you know, I was attached to those and I was under the assumption that they were going to play it and it was going to make people laugh. And Sumner Redstone's company just sits on it like a dragon. Sumner Redstone probably doesn't know I exist. It's not a personal thing, but like, I chose that. I didn't know. I would give up that money in a heartbeat to get the ability of showing that, doing those jokes. They own all of it. But I was an adult. You know, I can't. That's one thing that me and my mom were bonding about last night was our naivety. You know, some of our, I don't know, maybe it's because we're genetic beasts of burden, but we can't fathom certain levels of thinking. You know, like that guy mocking Roosh V for coming to Christ and giving up sex addiction. I can't I wouldn't even know that that's real. Like, why would someone see that and do that? I can't fathom Mick Jagger saying, "I'll never be your beast of burden. Now let's close the curtains and make love to me." That's never something I would ever think or say to a woman. Like, listen, I'm not here to help. I'm here to fuck. Like, that's insane. Or, like, it's on the level of, like, hey, man, you should have put away all your pencils. I told you my brother was coming over. It's like, why? What happened? It's like, he shoved them in his dick hole. It's on you, man. You should have known that he shoves pencils in his dick hole. You were being irresponsible. And I'd be like, I didn't even know that's a way of thinking. Like, when I found out that Eric Nimmer lied to me about being a Marine and having brain cancer, I was almost, I'd never even thought that that was possible. Where someone would give up. Because that's the thing, is he lost out in the end. You know, I didn't care if he was a Marine or had brain cancer. It was because he was funny and I liked him. So those lies cost him opening for me supporting him, our friendship, his connection to my family. In my mind, I'm like, why would anyone do that? It's just like shoving a pencil in your dick hole. You know, so when someone gives you a six-figure amount of money for your comedy and then just burns it, I didn't know that was a thing. And so I've always kind of been like, ah, fuck you, Sumner Redstone. But that's something I'm going to let go because I was an adult. It's all good. You know, why do I care? I've had six specials since then. I've never sold any of them again. I've learned moving on. Got to let it go. Catharsis. But the real reason that I despise the media, and you all should, is they're using children. They're grooming children sexually. You know, I warned the world 3 years ago about trans children. There was a father who worked for, you know, PBS or one of these big, you know, he was one of these power guys in media in Hollywood. And he just was talking about his trans daughter. It was a little boy. And at three, he exhibited behavior that made the son, the father start calling him by a girl's name, putting him in a dress, psychologically damaging him and wanting social accolades for, you know, being such a good dad. And I went after him on Twitter. I couldn't believe anyone wasn't. When all the people said, you know, calm down. You know, I heard you're going crazy. And my agent dropped me. My manager dropped me. They morally judged me. My manager didn't, but my agent did. And all these comedians, it was just this deafening silence where I'm like, guys, he's putting a little boy in a dress. He's saying he's a girl for behavior he displayed at three. It's like, well, you hate his child. I'm like, I'm the only one standing up for this little boy. He's being sacrificed for his dad virtue signaling. And so the swarm came at me. And that's a hill to die on. And I warned people then. And now, 3 years later, Fulton, New York, right down the street from where I'm from, my mom was just telling me that one of her friends, her daughter's son, 7, 8 years old, at school they had a speaker who talked about how everybody can be a boy and a girl, how, you know, sodomy and oral sex is a way of safe sex, you know, positions, masturbation. You know, they're now saying that you can get consent from a baby to masturbate the baby. This is it. Okay, we had a couple pedos in school. It wasn't part of the curriculum. So now these people are like, I can't believe it, Big Bear. I can't believe what's happening. I'm like, I told you 3 years ago. You were all silent when that father was abusing his kid. That's something you can't. The reason that the LGBT uses the rainbow guys is because kids like it. We're watching a mass sex grooming operation for your kids. Right? You can trick adults all you want. You can lie about wars. Guys, shut up! When you start saying LGBT rainbow and you're getting five-year-olds to start thinking that it's just it being get like being a boy and but thinking you're a girl and having anal sex is just as valid as anything else, they're grooming them for sex. Okay? So here's my deal with the media. I don't want your job. I don't want to be Sumner Redstone. That would be suicidally depressing. I'm not suicidal, by the way. I even in that position, I wouldn't kill myself, just for the record. I don't want to own the New York Times. I don't want that. I want to build things and move stuff. I like being me. I like my life tremendously. You do you. You want to run. I never want to be a banker. I don't understand the stock market. I think it's all, it gives me a headache. I don't want to short the bond market. I don't want any of that. I don't want to sit on a yacht with a life that I hate. Have it. I want you to have it. If that makes you happy, do it. But the fact that you've brought in children, there's nothing I can think of that's worse than sexualizing a child. If life is worth, okay, that is material, abject evil. Sometimes the easiest way to understand the existence of God, the love of God, the good of God, is to see evil that naked. That there's people that are so disgusting that they take the vulnerability and trust of a child. You know, they get their moms to work. They get their dads to work. They get their marriages to be off. They pump them with all their stuff and the lies and the media, the porn, all of it, right? So the parents aren't connected to what the kids are doing at school. And then they tell these kids with their wide eyes, tell me how to live. You're the adult. I'll trust you. And now it's mass. You know, you're seeing LGBT messaging on cereal boxes, guys. It's right there. You're seeing drag queens coming in for story time and career day. It's not firefighter. It's not the fireman. It's a drag queen with Satan horns, right? So they groom these kids young. And then when the kid gets a little older, they're down, right? And guess what? 40% of them kill themselves after because they realize that they've sterilized themselves. Some of these schools have a trans child rate of 15%. Gender dysphoria is less than 1%. Why is that happening? Social approval. Because these kids, they just want to be loved. They want social approval. They want to do the right thing. And so the curriculum being sent to them, the books they're being read to in school, the media they're watching, all of it is saying, be gay and you're brave and we'll love you. And that to me is so disgusting and evil and cruel that I will attack the media all day long for that. And stay away from the kid. Guys, there's no going back from this stuff. There's people, now that people are waking up to this, you know, all the gays said, oh, we just want to sodomize each other in the privacy of our own home. And everybody that was woke at the time, I wasn't. I was living an honest life, but I didn't understand the depravity of these people. They said, you're going to come with the kids. And they go, no, you crazy person. Even Louis C.K. did this joke about how, you know, it's not like two gay guys, their dicks touch over your cereal. And you're like, get out of here. You know, I'm just trying to mow my lawn. Dicks are it's a funny bit, but it's totally wrong. They are. They're showing your kids man on man. Okay, PBS. PBS just had this cartoon for kids where the main character just got married to a dude. Alabama wouldn't show it. Here's a little meme. PBS, pure bullshit. Look at the noses on those guys. And when people say, oh, you're being anti-Semitic, it's like, listen, I don't give a shit. You go with kids. Listen, you come at me, you give me a deal, it's a bad deal, I get a little resentful, that's on me. I got to let things go. You want to do propaganda? Fine. Everyone's got an angle. You want to, kind of push an agenda? Fine. You sexualize children, you're going to hell. Any loving parent would die to keep you from doing that to their kid. There's a few things in life that I know for absolute certain. One is life isn't worth living if you allow them to eat your kids. Everyone knows that. And so these people have pushed it so far, they can't stop. They're addicted. And so understand that I don't have this grudge against the media or Hollywood. Even like, and the fact that tons of them are Jewish. Until they started going after the kids, I was like, mazel tov. Do the job that I would never do. I could never be a movie producer. I could never sit there and roll calls and run pitch meetings and buy and sell scripts and get funding. You know, we got overseas funding. Oh, we might get a Golden Globe. Can you get blah, blah, blah on the phone? You know, let's do a screen test. Oh, well, we got to see how this test. That to me sounds so terrible that I was glad. I was happy that the Jews would do it. I'm like, good thing we got these Jews. Same with accounting. It's like my Jewish accountant does an awesome job. It's that's one I could never do that. Thank God for people that want to do that. And if they get paid a ton of money, fine. You know? But now that they've crossed lines that are so wicked that it awakens something deep in every human being. And I saw it 3 years. This is a long agenda. You know, and it's based in just pure evil. You know, people can say it's about demographic replacement. It's about just breaking families for wage, slaves up. No. When you cross that line and you start sexually grooming children, that is pure evil. That isn't motivated by money or demographics or immigration or wages. That is the heart of darkness. Because that's the worst thing you can do, guys. It's the worst thing you can do is you take a kid, you flip his whole world, you sexualize him before he even knows he should even know any of this stuff. You confuse him, you brainwash him, you lie to him, you become an authority figure, you introduce him to sexual degenerates. Some of these drag queens are registered sex offenders speaking at schools. You know, and here's the thing that you guys got to do as parents. You don't need to get woke on all these topics. You don't need to tell people that maybe OJ's son did it, all this stuff. That's my job. I'm in the backyard ranting. You have to go to these schools because they'll back down. The Muslims will do it. They've done it in England. The Muslims are more woke to this. They're like, we'll go back to Pakistan unless you stop this shit. And the authorities are like, oh, okay. Get a group. Because my school nearby that my friend's kids go to, they don't teach that stuff because they tried, and all the parents, because we have a very strong community here, they all went in. They said, no the fuck you're not. And the thing about evil, the thing about pedophiles, the thing about people that attack children, they are pure cowards. If you show that you have people that are willing to stand up, that's why when my mom got attacked by her college and I just stood up so strongly, now that you've seen how sweet my mom is, how insane is that the ADL went after my mom at the college? You know, but you saw how I just immediately went on the attack. No, that's my mother. I got all these bears, you know, because they backed down. They didn't fire. And it's like you go into the school and you say, look at me in the eye. Hey, principal, you're teaching my kids sodomy? A tranny is teaching my kids sodomy? He's 7. He wants to be a firefighter. Now he's saying that he's a girl? You doing that to my kid? They'll be like, oh, well, I mean, it's a curriculum. Then have 5 more guys. Hey, man, don't teach that to my son. Then they'll back right the fuck down. Because the one thing I know is that people that abuse children are cowards. The reason they do it to kids is because they can't do it to people my size. They can't do it to beasts of burden because they know I could carry their body for miles and my feet won't be hurting. You go in there to your school. Listen, if you're like, but what about my lollipops and fancy pants? What will the people say? If you're not willing to do that for your kids, you deserve nothing. You're just disgusting. And some of you don't know what's happening because you work hard, and I sympathize with that. You know, some of you guys just assume it was like when we were kids. You know, when I was a kid, school sucked, but it wasn't sexual grooming. You know, it was like you got beat up on the playground and your teachers were dumb and some of them were drunk. And, you know, they hated you for talent. So, but that isn't sexual grooming. That isn't talking about, guys, openly, they're talking about how you can masturbate babies. My wife picked up on that early. So did I, obviously. But even my wife, who's not as conspiratorial as me, when there were articles about how you have to get consent from a baby to change their diaper, something went off in her mind. And I was like, you see it, right? They're trying to establish that a baby is capable of consent. And then the horror starts coming in. But it's a bit, I mean, no one's that sick. Yeah, they are. Open psychological journals, peer-reviewed, published. These people are saying it's okay to bring sexuality to a baby. Babies can consent. Babies. And the days are long gone where you can hide behind ignorance and say, oh, how could I know? Guys, it's in the billboards. PBS is doing gay marriages with little kids' cartoons. You know, they're teaching your kids at school about fisting. You think I'm joking? This is real as shit. Brazil outlawed these books. Bolsonaro will put you in prison if you do that. That's what we need. We need some order. And I don't want to be in media. I don't want their power. I don't want their money. You do you. You go spin your webs and you make your movies. I have no interest. Stay the fuck away from the kids, man. Because this is just the beginning of people waking up to this, but they're waking up faster and faster and faster. Bringing transgenderism to children is insane. And all you need is one dude to just say it. And then everyone goes, yeah, that's obviously insane. Homeschooling all the way. Of course. My son will never set foot in a public school. Neither of my sons. Never, ever, ever, ever. No chance. They got him 6-7 hours a day with authority figures and peers. What, you might get him for 2 hours? What, you might color Noah's Ark on the weekend in a coloring book? You think you're going to compete with day in, day out, teacher, you know, brainwashing, everyone sits, bell. You know, you're doing total programming all day. You know, you're seeking approval from people that are telling you that sodomy is okay. Like, you won't compete with that. When you tell your kid, no, you're a boy, you got a penis. That's what boys are. And they go, I'm a girl. And you think you're going to convince your kid. Just know, your kid isn't going to listen to you as much as the teachers. They got them all day long. They're going to start thinking that abortion's freedom, all that. What we're seeing now is the young generation is very awake. A lot of them are giving me tremendous hope. They are choosing to not watch the porn. They're choosing to go to church. The psychological guilt trips aren't working on them. And it's awesome. And they know that it's up to them. You know, the millennials were in a position that had it the hardest because they weren't equipped quite yet. They didn't quite see it. They didn't see the monster yet. And so they weren't quite equipped. And then their brain starts patterning for Facebook likes, pornography, you know, schools, people weren't quite awake yet. So they're a little more asleep and a little more in a bad position. But the younger generation, they're looking around and they're saying, we got to wake the fuck up. You know? All right, that's enough intensity for one day. I'm going to just a couple things real quick. The way to fight this nonsense is to live our life in Christ Jesus. Yes, 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 yes. And get out of the mindset that going to church one day is out. Exactly. Guys, and this is the hopeful thing. That was a little intense, right? But it had to be said. We all know it had to be said. This is why I wake up excited to do yard work, guys. I'm having a blast. Life couldn't be better. It could not be better because I'll show you this. This is a man I respect a lot, Stephen Molyneux. And people are like, are you guys cool? Yeah, totally. I always assume so. I've always liked this guy. He's incredibly smart. But just check this out. So many people who think Donald Trump is bad thought Michael Avenatti was good. We're in the upside down, folks. Brace yourself. End of days. No, we're not. And what he's saying is obviously valid, but this is the thing that we have to understand. Stop letting a tiny group of people define you. 1% of the population is living in the upside down. Then they're going to get weak beta cuck people orbiting them, and they're going to get single women without strong men in their lives that will agree to anything, right? We're the vast majority living our lives in the right side up. And we're being convinced that the world is upside down when in reality, we're just viewing the world through the lens of pure madness who just so happen to be in control of the way our story is being written and told. It's hopeful. Like this, right? The people he's referring to are a small group of blue check mark psychopaths that you would not have known existed. Guys, like, okay, I'll never be your beast of burden, right? So Jimmy Page from Led Zeppelin used to have sex with a 14-year-old that previously had sex with David Bowie. Life's always been dark. There's always been monsters. We just get to see them now. You know, the mainstream is trying to put it in our face, but don't think this is new. If you look back, okay, like the things that people have gotten away with, the amount of crime, the amount of disgust, but like they weren't in your face all the time. So right now we're in a world, and once you stop letting the media define your life, it's unbelievably cathartic. I used to be that way. I used to look at CNN and be like, oh my God, apparently this is reality now. It isn't. They want it to be. They're desperate. The reason they're going so big is because they're desperate. They're weak. The spider is running out of, the money isn't doing it anymore because they went to the kids. Once you go to the kids, something awakens in human beings. Oh, and talk about Rome. Let me tell you something about Rome. Then we'll talk about Einstein, then I'm out. I was just hanging with my buddy, my neighbor, who used to be an LA cop, right? And this is another thing you got to get out of your head. You're not going to be put in a gulag. You're not going to prison. Right now, he was talking about towards the end of his days as a cop in LA, there's 5 million warrants out right now in California. That's the percentage of the population of California is insane. So they have this thing in cop cars where it will pick up, you know, license plate and beep if like it's a stolen car or like it's registered to someone who's you know, skip bail or something. He said by the end it was like beep 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 beep. It's just the whole thing is done. There's no room in prisons. They're letting out violent criminals. There's no beds. You know, we keep hearing about this prison industrial complex and how everybody's going to, they're given probation now in a lot of these places for horrors. And it hit him real hard that he couldn't do his job. It's like, do you pull over everyone? You know, it's like, wanted for this, wanted for that, beep, 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 beep. And it's like, so they won't let the cops do their job. They have no beds in the prisons. You know, it's all falling apart. There's no budget. It's just falling apart. And so you got to understand, get that out of your head that at any minute they're going to lock you in a cell. There's no cells. It's so overrun that it's mind-blowing. Cops are losing their minds. They're like, this is, we can't even put like these people in jail, you know? But this is the thing we're talking about. He's also a historian, brilliant guy. We're talking about Rome, right? We're talking about the Mouse Utopia experiment. Look it up. They recreated an urban environment for mice, gave them as much food as they wanted, you know, put them really tight together. And within a very short amount of time, they became homosexual cannibals. They stopped breeding. They started over-grooming themselves and their population went to zero. A lot of this is urban living. Urban living makes people insane, makes people hate human beings. It makes people like just nuts, right? So we're talking about Rome and how Rome was falling in a similar way. But this is the good news. You know, if you look at primary source documents from Roman time, the people in the country just working, you know, the plumber, the carpenter, the farmer, they didn't die. You'll see them logging their cabbage and stuff, and like Caligula falls and someone else comes and the Visigoths comes in. They just keep going. It's like the new order, the new power, whoever sacks Rome, the city's fucked. You know, people, you know, there's fires and dragons and all this stuff. The dudes in the country, you have to understand, whoever the new power is, whatever happens, they still need the dudes to grow the potatoes and fix stuff. If you bring value to society, you'd be surprised how many people don't want to kill you. As much as I seem like this rebel, I pay my taxes, I contribute. I don't tell people to hurt people. I don't tell people to overthrow the government. I don't tell people to, you know, challenge these people for their power. You get in that power game, it's just Game of Thrones. Are you the dragon lady or the midget? That's not for me. While Rome is falling, if you look at the countryside, if you look at that's where villain comes from, is via, you know, villager. They're just, no one's having more fun than them. And the people rarely, you know, you have a couple scenarios where a lot of the small farmers were taken out, like Stalin. That's why I was obsessing about that so much. And there was a lot of different factors in that. I can do a whole stream about that. But in general, the productive class of people, the beasts of burden, are typically not genocided, and they typically just keep having a great time because they bring value. The people that die, when you see these big death tolls, it's usually intellectuals, it's people that require the government to live, it's bankers, it's all these people that the resentment builds and they don't add anything, and then everyone just kills those guys. Ethnic minorities, you know. So when you look at Rome, you see a lot of hope because it's not like your whole world has to fall apart. It's, if you're just growing shit and fixing stuff and keeping people safe, like there could be an, you know, Attila the Hun comes in. Oh, here comes the Vandals. Oh, no way. The city's crazy. Everyone's got a mustache. You know, there's battle axes flying around. And then you meet, you know, then whoever's the new cop comes out and you're like, oh, hey, my name's Owen. It's like, you got potatoes still? Yeah, totally. Oh, sweet. I'll see you around. And, you know, it just, society continues. And these people are putting themselves in positions of vulnerability. You know, the fancy birds, these birds of paradise. And I'll talk about Einstein and I'll get out of here. The birds of paradise, the reason that they have these crazy plumages. You ever see these birds of paradise? They have these like crazy elaborate feathers. You know why? Because they have no natural predators. You never see a pigeon stand out like that. You never see a vulture, a hawk. No, they're designed for, you know, getting the job done. The birds of paradise live on islands where no one hunts them. So what happens is their sexual energy, their mating, goes into plumages. So the way you show a mate that you have more calories, so it makes you more desirable for a female, where it's like, you know, peacock feathers, it shows wasted calories, where you're like, I'm crushing, look at my giant feather, right? You bring in one fox, they all see them all. All the feathers are just right there and they're all dead. And the pigeon is having a blast. And that's my point I'm trying to make, is these people that aren't connected to the natural law, they don't love their children. They are parasitic. They're, whether they're on the government tit, whether they're manipulating the government tit, whether they're just exploiting people, when things go south, everyone's against those guys. Those guys are just, they realize they're in a zombie apocalypse and there's no one to help them, you know? And when you make the right decisions, when you build, you know, because I see these people that are like scared to have kids. Oh, I saw a tranny reading a book to a kid. I can't have kids now. It's like, no, raise your kid, homeschool your kid, or fight the school board. Fight. You know, if you are awake to these things and you react accordingly and you change your life based on it and you are following the principles of Christ and love and family and fairness and being a good person, a lot of these waves pass over you. You know, in history, there's an odd amount of deserving of a lot of people that get wiped. Obviously not all. There's tons of victims that are just victims, but a lot of times people have to go so far into the void and accept so many levels of corruption and evil that when it finally comes for them, they just walk right into their own deaths because they don't have an ability to stop it. And so I don't care if the Jews run the media as long as they stay away from kids and they stop sexualizing people and pushing sodomy. I can't imagine a hell worse than running a network. So I hope that clears things up a little bit, where it's like, when you see me reacting to the people who own these companies and what they're pushing and the lies, just know that I'm not envious of it. I don't want it. If there's a group of people that is good at it and they are willing to do it for money, to have one of the worst jobs I can imagine, go for it. Feel free. But you've come for the kids and now there's no going back. Like now, like people are waking up to the fact that the media in Hollywood is trying to groom your kids for sex. And you can call me crazy all you want. They did 3 years ago. Guess what? A lot less people are calling me crazy now. A lot less. Because that's why I'm a hiding in plain sight guy. I don't know what's going on behind the scenes with a lot of these celebrities. I'll tell you what they're bragging about. I'll tell you what they're saying is brave. I'll tell you what they're putting in curriculum. Wake up to it. All right. So I did a post about Einstein. I'm being a little ranty today. And all people are sinners. That's why we are supposed to follow Jesus and not men of any hat size. Right. Sin is part of life. Try to not do it. We're all sinners. We're all fallen. Being wicked is a different level. The wicked need to go. You know, people grooming children for sex are not sinners. They're wicked. Sin is those tics that we have as human beings. They come up, you know, I'm just going to sleep. Oh, I really want that. Oh, man, I want to whack off. You know, that looks sin. But being wicked is saying, I'm going to hurt. I'm going to take that light out of their eyes. And then everyone will see how powerful I am. Yeah. All right. So I did a post about Einstein. And of course, I got the typical response, a lot of good bears crushing, but people are like, oh, you're so stupid. You hate Jews. Einstein's great. So I did this picture of Einstein. I'm like, this guy is such a fraud. He's created more fear in the world than anyone I can think of. And he's a liar and a pervert. And people obviously reacted that I'm envious. He's so smart. He's the smartest guy ever. I'm an anti-Semite. Okay, let me tell you two quick facts. And then if you still want to say that, you're not welcome here. Albert Einstein first had a child with the only other female physicist that he knew or whatever. I don't know. He had some weird thing. He had a child. He abandons his child. That's already a giant red flag. Leaves his wife. Who's he leave his wife for? And these things matter. These things matter a lot. The character of the man says everything. Who does he leave his wife for and his child? His cousin, right? Just to be, that's not the biggest one yet. Okay, so he marries his cousin. He proceeds to commit incest after he abandons his child, right? Who does he leave his cousin for? His cousin's daughter. He toured the world fornicating with young women after he married his cousin and then had an affair with his cousin's daughter from a previous marriage. Pure wicked. He worked as a patent clerk. He's very alleged to have stolen a lot of stuff he did. Nothing he postulated is valuable at all. You know, people are like, well, you know, the theory of relativity helps out the GPS coordinates when something's moving. It's like, okay, Tesla, radio, engine, remote control, power, alternating current. Like, Einstein came up with the theory of relativity as he was trying to convince people that morally, it's also relative. And so you can have sex with your cousin and then your cousin's daughter. He was a sick man. He stole. He lied. He was a wizard. He manipulated people. He tried to create fear. He was wrong about way more than anyone wants to admit. He was not valuable. He abandoned his kid, he fucked his cousin, and then he fucked his cousin's daughter. So yeah, feel free to put his face on your wall at college, but just know that you were programmed to think that Albert Einstein is the smartest guy ever. Look at his wacky hair. He was a pervert. He was incestual. And he went after the daughter of his cousin after fornicating with her. That's as an adult. That's as a world-renowned scientist and wizard. Right? Disgusting. So when you tell me that I'm envious or I'm anti-Semitic, no, I'm anti-guy who fucks his cousin after abandoning his kid and then fucks his cousin's daughter. And yeah, these things matter. These values matter. Calling this shit out matters. When you put posters on your wall of men that do that, next thing you know, there's drag queens reading sodomy stories to your kids. All our kids. And someone has to say no. So why do I do that? Because values matter. We don't worship men that fuck their cousins and their daughters after abandoning their kids. I don't care how good you are at your math equations. His character wasn't slander, but guess whose was? Tesla. They say Tesla married a pigeon. I've looked into that. Tesla didn't marry a pigeon. No one was having more fun than Tesla. No one's having more fun than Tesla. Tesla was such a legend that when he died at 83, everyone thinks it was deep state. Do you know how much of an absolute legend you have to be? To invent just about everything, require no money for it because you're just so on another level. And then when you die at 83, everyone's like, he was whacked. 83 is a long life. Dude, Tesla got it. Einstein was Tesla's bitch. Einstein was so much Tesla's bitch. See, this is the whole point of the thing. This will wrap it up nicely. Einstein and Tesla spoke completely different languages. It's kind of like what I was talking about Roosh, where I showed you guys this, right? So Roosh V, the most famous pickup artist, blogger, well ever, has just declared to his followers that he is now a devout Christian and no longer approves of casual sex, and they can't talk about it on his website. I'm like, good for you, Roosh. That's awesome. I can't even conceive of the fact that this guy's trying to mock him for it. Like, that to me makes no sense. Tesla and Einstein were probably just two different fish passing each other in the ocean. I bet they were like, what are you? And the other one's like, what are you? You know, Einstein's like, wait a minute. You're not trying to fuck your cousin's daughter and try to lie and do wizardry for money? And Tesla's like, wait a minute. You're not trying to perfect electricity? You're doing all this just for bullshit? And they just were like, huh, what are you? I don't understand you. And until you go after the kids, I'm okay with it. I'm okay that there are people that are willing to sacrifice their entire life sitting in a little office acquiring hundreds of millions of dollars by doing really quick dollars and cents trades all day long trying to figure out what's going to happen in the market. Fine. If you don't sexualize the kids, that's your move. Some people cannot conceive of a guy who has a marketable skill that can get way more money taking more pleasure in digging holes and putting trees in the holes. It's so true to me that I don't even question it. It's just obvious. It's like nothing's better than a hard day's work. Nothing makes me feel more calm than listening to tunes with buddies and building shit. So it's almost like ships in the night. Like Tesla and Einstein, they're completely different animals. And so I get it. I don't care. Like, small hats can do small hat stuff. Small hats are drawn to things that I'm not drawn to, and go for it. But stay away from the kids. Stop sexualizing the kids. Stop pushing abortion. Stop pushing gay marriage. Stop pushing opioids. Stop pushing war. But the main thing is the kids. All right, I'll answer a couple things. Unauthorized.tv, sign up. I will be, as soon as the Bear Cave is made, my first unauthorized only episode will be me opening packages in the new Bear Cave. So sign up for the Feed the Bear subscription and you can watch that. All right. Cheers, Owen. Research permaculture if you haven't already. Oh, I love looking up permaculture. Yes, Tesla actually did something meaningful. Tesla changed the game. Tesla changed the game so much that he was telling people, like, we can have unlimited free energy. And everyone's like, you know, Einstein's like, why would you say that? There's lollipops and fancy pants. And Tesla's like, there's free energy. And they didn't understand. Dude, I face this all the time. I face this all the time in my line of work. One reason why people are like, Oh man, you turn on this guy. You turned on that guy. These are people in media. I've had more friction, betrayal, drama with other men in media than anything ever in my life by far. My first friend in kindergarten, I'm still friends with. This isn't a thing in my life. People in media are crazy. And so my life is filled with people being like, but the fancy pants, you know, it's like, but if you say that, they won't give you money. And I'm like, but what's the fucking point if you don't even trust your own instincts anymore? All right, I'll just read a couple of this. Target is selling trans kid clothing now. Another reason to not shop there. It's just another reason to keep a bond with your kid and read the Bible. Life is great right now. No one's having more fun. You gotta just don't give your authority over to people that hate you. Your kid will laugh at this shit with you if you keep that bond. All right. In public school, I barely remember hearing about Tesla. No one talked about Tesla because Tesla was awesome. No one was having more fun than Tesla. Have a great night. Thank you. Thank you. Fancy Pants, is the teaching of white privilege and fake racism in grade school grounds for marching in the principal's office? Of course. It all is. You got to understand, you guys set the tone for your schools. They're all cowards. Go in there, understand who's on the board, talk to the board, say, listen, we don't want you to teach our kids racial self-hatred. Of course, dude. It's your kids. I get how strong the programming is, but I shouldn't have to say this to you guys. Is it okay to tell people what to say to your kids and not? You're paying for the goddamn schools. It's your children. It's the most valuable thing you have. Yeah, go in there and say, don't say this to my kids. Our community pays you to teach our kids, not make them hate themselves and cut their dicks off. Demand it. The Muslims do it. The Muslims do it. The Muslims were the only people in England that went into this school and said, stop teaching my kid sodomy. And the British people were like, but aren't you so grateful to be in England? Like, you know, they're like, we'll go back to Pakistan if you don't stop with your gay shit. Just, you are the majority. You run the country. If they're, let's say another power takes over America, they don't kill you. They're like, well, we're going to need people that do shit. You're not as powerless as you think you are. Don't go after power. Don't play their Game of Thrones, you know, because then it gets so mucky and shitty. You know, that's why I always want people to know, I don't want your power. I don't want to run a media company. I don't want $1 million sponsorship. I don't want to be mayor. I don't want any of it. So just know that. Like, just, I don't want it. And then from there, understand how much influence you have in your community, how much just a few people care about their kids matters. Just go in there and say, don't do this shit. Don't be afraid to be shunned. We are the majority. Shunned by who? Shunned by the New York Times? Shunned by delusions in your mind created by BuzzFeed? Shunned by memes? You don't even know where they're coming from, guys. Op-ed shit and newspapers written by people you do not know that no one agrees with. Who's going to be shunning you? You'll have people shun you that are either wicked or dumb, or they're on the government tit, or they don't know any better, or they're just totally programmed. But here's the thing, guys. I was bred to be an agricultural slave, basically. I'm accepting that. I get it. I don't want to be in control. I feel very happy just completing tasks. I do. It's very genetic. I've known it for a long time. I'm finally ready to really address it. It's like, I don't even want that shit. It's like, I don't mind that there are people that have power over me and I pay tax too. I don't mind that there are people that own these corporations. I don't want to own Dunkin' Donuts. I don't want to own Target and fucking have to calculate, you know, I like working. You know, there's cops that have been promoted to like captain and they miss arresting people. You know, comedians that become showrunners and make $1 million a year and they miss the clubs. Like, I not slave farmer, right? You know what I mean though. You know what I mean? I was being hyperbolic. Not slave, but you get it. You get what I'm saying. It's like, I don't have a problem with it. I could have been a happy serf. So much of my lineage, I now realize, was probably serfs. A ton of my lineage, I guarantee, were people that were tied to land and just had a blast and worked and were hilarious and bred and had awesome kids. Meanwhile, the people who own the land are having these incestual spats. And, you know, it's like Tolstoy. He's always jealous of his serfs because all he wants to do is kill himself because he's so empty. It's like, yeah, you're a slave. Right. The king is a slave to his appetites, is Aquinas. Or no, Augustine. St. Augustine. A king is a slave to his appetites. A slave is a king if he controls his appetites. Right? So that's all I mean. I'm not putting myself down calling myself a slave. I'm saying that, like, I'm not made for the controlling class. It's not in me. I have no interest. I don't want to do it. It's gay. Those people are not having a blast. The people that had to put down Tesla and make it so no one knew that Tesla was crushing suck. Like, what do? They sit around their dinner table and they're like, how great is it that we started a rumor that Tesla fucked a pigeon? Everyone's like, yeah, it was so awesome. That's terrible. And you know I'm right. At first, people do think that I'm being like false modesty guy. And after a while, you're like, holy shit, like that makes tons of sense. You never really think about the lives of these people that we always feel are controlling us, the oligarchs, the elites, whatever you want to call them. How much it would suck to promote Einstein and fuck with Tesla? How much money for that? How much money would you require if you're hanging out with a guy who's fucking his cousin, then fucks his cousin's daughter, and then another guy who has an idea for free energy forever? And you have to now promote the cousin fucker and make everyone think that the guy without the free energy is a crazy guy who fucks a pigeon. How much money to do that? Mine is zero. There's no amount of money to do that. How much money to teach little kids about that sodomy is awesome? None. Zero. So when I say these things, I'm not cucking. It's so feminine to want control. Women want control because they're physically weak. That's why a lot of women get creepy, power trippy shit going on, because when you are when you feel powerless, or you feel vulnerable, or you feel outnumbered, or you feel like that you have a secret that if someone knows, they're going to freak out. That's when Target starts doing this shit. That's when Starbucks does this. That's when PBS starts doing this shit. It's not an act of power. It's an act of desperation. People seeking control are so terrified that people are going to find out what they are. You know? And the best way to do it is don't want what they have. Speak truth. Be kind. Be stern. You know, be moral. Have tons of kids. Have a blast. You know, going out and shooting somebody would have the opposite effect. We see that with Ted Kaczynski. Ted Kaczynski's manifesto was so on point, it's insane. What's the worst thing he did? Send bombs in the mail. You took Ted Kaczynski, a guy who was so ahead of his time, like made Nostradamus look like a goldfish. So what did he do? He ruined it. He's now associated with being the Unabomber. His manifesto predicted everything. And then he went out and he did an act of violence that made it so no one read it or listened to it. Violence is an act of cowardice unless it's justified. And it hurts because then you're attached to that act and not what you're saying. Ted Kaczynski is the perfect example of that. It's like, read Ted Kaczynski's manifesto. It'll blow your mind. And it was clouded over completely because stupid Ted sent some bombs. And then the horror scares people. And then you're demonized. Like, my endurance is because I'm not violent and I'm not calling for violence and I'm not trying to get their power. That's why over time people can look back and be like, wait a minute, why was he kicked off Twitter? Imagine if I made these mistakes, I would just be that evil guy. I would just be the bad guy and everything I said would turn to nonsense. So the number one thing is family. Family. The biggest tragedy that's happening right now is people are scared to have kids because they think their kids are going to be brainwashed and taken. You have so much more control than you think. Do not abort your kids. Do not be scared to have kids. Have kids. It's the greatest thing that ever happened to me in my life. And I was doing Carnegie Hall when little Nick Fuentes was still jizzing his daddy's balls. I love that little fucker. I kind of want to make fun of him like he's a little brother, though. Not violent, but capable. Exactly. Have guns. Know how to use guns. Understand exactly what you have to do when that line is crossed. But as a in war strategy, in cultural war strategy, the worst thing you can do right now is violence. It's not called for. It's not called for. But when it is, you know, it makes you very calm. Like my uncle always has two guns on him. Always. He's has a federal firearms license where he can make bullets and he's hunted everything. He's one of the best shots imaginable. He's been in the NRA since it probably started. So calm. Calm. Because he knows he's packing heat. You know? That's why you defend yourself. That's why you get guns, learn how to use guns. You know, get plans, get friends, family, strategies, backup plans. Because then you can be as calm as possible. You don't act like a chihuahua. Everything's not scary because it's calm. You know, my uncle, someone could road rage on him and be freaking out. He's like, have a good day, because he's packing. Packing doesn't mean you're like on the verge of killing people. It means that if shit goes down, you're not going to die. And that allows you to be very chill, chill, relaxed. That's how I'm getting with food production. My inability to grow food or have goats or chickens or anything, I always had a little bit of anxiety. I was always a little like, they could just turn it off. I could starve. Now that I have like goats and chickens and shit and fresh water from a pump and skills, very calm. All right. Love you guys. Be good. Unauthorized.tv, subscribe. I'm banned from PayPal, obviously, so forget all that. And if they send you a letter that I stopped your donations, I didn't, obviously, they kicked me out. But don't be scared. No despair. It's all about family. And just know that keep those bonds with your kids. Speak out. Go into the school board. Tell them they've crossed lines. Cowards hate being brought into the light. You know, and this shit with the kids, everyone agrees with us. Everyone. The only people that won't speak up are the ones that are scared of social ridicule. And those guys are dead anyway. They're dead weight. Fuck those guys. All right. Much love. I'll see you guys soon. I'm not going to be streaming tomorrow because I will be turning 39. And unlike a lot of people, I don't get bummed out with birthdays. I'm so glad I made it this far. I'm like, I did 39. Not only am I not like, oh, I'm getting old. I'm like, I think it's because of my mom being 77 and I just see how many more years of knowledge she has that I'm like, another year of crushing and knowledge. No one's having more fun than Tesla. All right. Love you guys. Peace.